Beats, rhyme, and poetry.
DJ Sharp, man.
I am vibe worthy.
Beats, rhyme, and poetry. Beats, rhyme, and poetry.
It's something that it's like riding, you don't never leave.
It doesn't. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, man, music is always gonna be there.
Hey, man, once again, man, we back, man. It's DJ Sharp, it's Beats, Rhymes, and Poetry, man.
And I am Vibe Worthy, and I'm so happy to be with y'all here tonight. We have a special guest who goes by Yolan Young, and his stage name is A Poet's Poet.
What up, peoples? What up?
Man, I'm so happy to have you here.
What up, man? I'm so happy to be here. I mean, y'all ain't saying that. The ambiance is dope.
Man, happy to have you, man. Happy to have you, man.
And you being from California, I feel like we like West. Cousins, you know? What's up?
Oh, man.
So you've been doing poetry for 13 years, since 2008?
Man, yeah, professionally.
That's amazing.
Artists, you know, been hitting the, and been everywhere with it. Improv, that's where the team is right now. Uh-huh. Improv every month we doing a joint there. Now
okay.
We just got the new poetry joint we'll be doing at the Garage Door.
Oh, I have to check that out.
Matter of fact, they're doing a show tonight.
Really?
Penn's documentary, Poet of Energy and Society. We just dropped that. That's on Quali TV. Check that out. Get that out.
All right.
I think we did, 11 countries. Got like 29 awards right now. Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations on all of that.
Yeah, preach.
That's amazing. So with you being from Cali, what brought you to Houston?
I had to grow up. Man, when I first moved out here, I was it 2001? I was getting in a lot of trouble and stuff like that. It was just something I had to do to change my life. You know how it is back
home. Yeah.
So I was active. So I moved out here just for temporary for like 2 weeks.
Yes, it always is.
Man, I fell in love.
And stayed.
Never seen so many brothers. Yeah, because I was staying in, my uncle was staying in Mo City at the time.
All right, Mo City, done.
Yeah, right. And I have never seen so many black folks, college educated, big homes, entrepreneurs and all that. And it just turned me on. Mm-hmm. And you know, every city got their issues, but it always been love out here. So I ended up staying, went back to school, got my degree in pathology.
Awesome.
And then just, you know, got babies and married. I love ever since.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what makes poetry one of the truest art forms of total expression of oneself to you? Because you said, you gave me that definition.
And it's the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's the beginning, the art of wordplay. Mm-hmm. I mean, knowing, doing history on it, and the first poet was a sister named Edwana.
That's a beautiful name.
See, yeah, I think she's from the Mediterranean at the time, the first queen, and she wrote about the constellations. She was actually the first one to write and did it in poetic form. So if you look at almost every biblical prince or spiritual doctrines, there's always some type of poetry or some type of wordplay in that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back to the days with jazz, it's always was fused with some type of spoken word artist. So
I love jazz.
For us, you know, especially our people, it's the ultimate expression. Then when you throw a beat behind that, you know, you start turning bars. Now you have different genres of spoken word. So it always been the healer and the educator in our community for generations.
That's
so
giving that's me like lovely. Mo Better Blues, like when you said the beat behind like the spoken word and how he did it. It's like, I hate that I saw that movie so late, but oh my God.
Yeah, I mean,
like
native tongues, you know, like the tribe and De La Soul and them, you know, even Busta Rhymes with Leaders of the New School, you know, the art of words while a beat is hitting. Now you take the
it's
beat away.
It's that drum.
Yeah.
It's that drum.
The wordplay is an instrument in its own self.
I agree. Can you give me an example of a story that was almost lost in the world, but poetry gave it new, like a new heartbeat, gave it new life?
Man, that's a great question. So many. Any story that has to deal with us in our oppression. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for cats like Gil Scott-Heron, Maya Angelou, Langston Hughes, James Baldwin, you know.
Providing that hope.
Yeah. There's a reason why you always see them at that podium when the president gets on.
Yeah.
You know, to tell that story so it never get lost. And a lot of times we can get lost in the beat, but you would never get lost in the archive of the history of what's going on with the people. You know, if you look even in the Bible, I don't know religious aspects, whatever, but you see a lot of parables and there's a lot of poems in there, even from Solomon spitting to his chick. That was like beautiful. I was like, man, he had to show me that.
Wordplay.
Yeah, he had to show me that. So if you want to know what's going on here and now, listen to a spoken word artist. Listen to a poet. You'll always know what's going on
you'll
at
be current.
That particular time. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And they'll go on classic and stand the test of time.
I like that breakdown.
Oh, yeah, man.
You helped me to understand. I feel like I'm more knowledgeable with what you just said. Thank you, thank you for that.
Right.
You mentioned that going to the beach was a hobby of yours. Mm. Makes sense being from California.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So what does the beach do for your spirit?
Man,
you said you try to go as often as you can.
I do. It's where our ancestors were delivered. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you feel
water is so
peace.
Spiritual.
Yeah, it's spiritual.
It is.
Because you know, it's cleansing. Mm-hmm. Right. And plus, you know, my mom just passed away last year. So
sorry to hear that.
Oh man, that's good. You know, it's love. She's definitely in a better place. She was mm-hmm. was real bad at the last moments. But that's where she would take us as kids, like Seaport Village, mm-hmm. Mission Beach and stuff like that. For one, it was free. But it was something she liked to do at night. I never understood until I got older. Mm-hmm. She couldn't, you know, you young, you ain't gonna know. So, you know, when she was like, now take your shoes off, put your feet in the ground. You know, let that water take
you.
Feel
like,
yeah, you uh-huh. feel connected to whatever coast we at, especially in Galveston. I like going there at night because, mm-hmm. you know, that was part of the Atlantic trade, too. So okay. it's something that's rejuvenating. That's why they do a lot of caravans out there, too. For
wow.
Caravans. So I didn't catch that really, really, the passion of what that was until I got older. Like, man, it feels different.
It does.
Yeah.
And so much history is in water. It's been, you know, like trees, they've been here so long, the water, right. so many things has happened in water.
Man.
So when you're inside of it, it's spiritual in
yeah,
itself.
Yeah, that's why, you know, they baptize.
It's
you know
spiritual
I mean?
In itself.
Water. Yeah, it really mm-hmm. is. It really is. In all cultures, they do that. And water is a symbolic of birth.
Have you ever seen Constantine?
Oh yeah, that's and my joy. You see how you
the water is like the veil between here and
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that's wow. that really is. Oh, that was deep to bring that. Yeah, costume. Yeah.
How does being a poet enhance the way you converse with others?
Street. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really the turf talk, like It was our way for them not understanding our language, and they were trying to figure out what was going on. You just don't realize, as Black folk, we talk poetically. Almost everything we do, every word, you'll see 10 years, 5 years later, it's being on
it's
Pepsi
an essence.
Yeah.
It's like an essence that dominates.
Yeah, it's and it feels so good to know that this runs through our DNA.
It's a like swag. Yeah, it's like,
It really is. And it's to me, it's just the ultimate art of storytelling. It literally saved my life. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Real talk. When I had my heart attack back in 2015.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I talk about it now, but
no.
I had a massive heart attack. I almost died. They ended up putting the ICD in my chest. I got the defibrillator. Mm-hmm. And I got put on a heart transplant list.
Okay.
So I'm still on a heart transplant list.
Right now?
Right now.
You're going to get it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's funny. I was posted. They said if I didn't get it in 5 years, I wasn't going to make it. Right? But I'm like, I'm not listening to you. I got a higher power.
Yes.
So it's been about a year and a half. And we're still pushing this push. You know?
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
That writing really helped in them dark times.
Uh-huh. I bet.
So, yeah.
What would you consider your love language?
Man, I say affirmation.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think
break that down for people who don't know.
Yeah,
affirmation is just, you know, especially with Black men, it's more so encouraging. Say, hey, man, good job.
Speaking life into you.
Mm-hmm. I remember I heard a cat say this back in the day. He said, man, it's imagine like when you would come in, when you was like in kindergarten, you come with an A or a sticker. Your mom be like, I'm so proud of you. Mm-hmm. You know, we still grow up, and I do the same to my wife. Now she go, oh, you did a good job. I got to do that again. She liked the roses. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think that that part of affirmation, I truly believe everybody needs that to say, man, get your flowers now. I know the term is being used so much.
Yeah.
You know, give them their flowers now. You absolutely got to do that. Just like with y'all right now. I want to give y'all flowers right now. Aww. You know what I mean? Because you guys are doing something that is totally different. You're
appreciate
highlighting.
That.
And it's so, because I've done a lot of these, man, right? Mm-hmm. But as soon as I walked in, you can feel the vibration. You feel
that's good, man.
That's
thank
I'm
you.
Like, oh, yeah, they're going to go places. Oh, yeah.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
So affirmation sure. will probably be my number one.
It's so easy to speak with you. I feel like we can just go on and on. We're going to get into our next segment, which is called This or That. I'm going to ask you this. are that. Right. And if you have a breakdown for it, you can feel free to break it down.
All right, Black Sheep.
We're going to go quickly, but if you feel like, oh, let me expand a little bit more on that, feel free.
Right on.
All right. Flying or driving?
Driving.
Why? I hate driving. Why do you love driving?
I definitely set that barrier because I do not like driving.
I hate it.
I just thought about, like, I don't like from here
see?
To Atlanta.
See, you just said it.
Like, yeah, it just came out my head. No, it's really flying because if I can get there in a shorter time, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely is.
You don't like flying? You don't like that?
I mean, you know, 16-ounce man, we argued the whole way there. I was so mad. I was like, damn, this is a long ass drive. And we're trying to go to Disney World.
And you're not even happy when you get there. Hey, you're happy anyway. My longest flight was, 13 hours to London, and rode by myself, and I didn't even get up to pee. It was just like, it was a 747, but it was just like, I was so nervous and the people were so friendly and just getting up and walking up and down the stairs. And I was just like, no, I just sat there the whole time. It was something.
You just dipped to London. That's what's up.
To meet family, but 13 hours. And it was just like, I'm really on this plane by myself, just with a phone, just hoping that they... You know, call me when I get there.
So
I sat at a donut, like at a muffin shop, and just at the front, like, you know, I know who I'm supposed to be looking for. Hopefully, you know, they see me. And I waited like an hour and a half. I was nervous, not knowing any of these people.
You think we'd be nervous going to a different city? You went to a whole different continent.
But it was different. Jason's lyric or Poetic Justice?
Oh, man.
They're both so good, right?
It's definitely going to be Poetic Justice.
Why?
Just because of Janet.
Because of Janet. All right, Janet. Yeah. Janet. The essence of a woman.
I mean, when he did that, when she said that line on it, she was like, you know, that poo nanny and poppy.
You know what I mean?
He was looking at her like.
No lie. I started cutting my fingernails when I was a kid because of that.
All right.
My nails are dirty.
Keep your nails clean. Always look at a man's nails. Yeah. All right, Janice with the influence.
Oh, man, yeah. That's
expressing
definitely.
Your mind or expressing your heart?
Both. Mm-hmm. They go hand in hand to me.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. I weigh the other.
Yeah. And it's so funny because it's really like a real medical thing. Like when I go get tested and stuff, do my test, they test the heart and the brain to make sure it's functioning at the same time.
Like how you just made that comparison.
You know what I mean? So, uh-huh. Yeah, man. So it definitely had to be both.
Okay. Sun lover or moon lover? Oh, you went to the beach at night.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be the moon.
All right.
Yeah. Luna. I love my vibe, but I'm definitely a night boy.
Okay. Yeah. Political document. You said you love documentaries.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So political documentaries are gang affiliate documentaries. I love watching gang documentaries. I love learning about it. I love.
I say political. I mean, I'm affiliate, so.
Understand them. I don't need to learn about that.
But political, yeah. Just even if it's missing, I heard Denzel Washington said it one time. Mm-hmm. Like, even if the news is misinformed, at least you still be informed to make your own information too. Mm-hmm. So you gotta watch what's going on with these, you know.
Isn't it crazy that you can get shot and killed and not get the same reaction that you would get if a documentary was made about it? It's like you have to get a documentary made about something for them to focus.
Yeah, man.
It's just serious. But they care more. It's like, now let's do all this stuff for it because a documentary was made.
Well, that go back to Martin Luther King when he was doing his marches. It was the reason why he wanted those news cameras out there because, remember, then it was just newspapers. So when the news cameras came out there and they seen on the West Coast, on the East Coast, like, oh man, so that's really happening. It's different when you're reading it. When they start seeing you know, people getting it, like, oh, you know, it was like, yo, this is, we gotta do a change. And that's what's happening now. Even though now we got so much more documentation, and it's getting worse. You know what I mean? You know,
it's almost like they're bolder.
Yeah. Yeah, they got their camera chest on and there's cameras around. And when
and
you
still,
see that,
like, that ain't going to stop me, you know?
Yeah, man, until they really change that whole law behind them overseas, it ain't going. Yeah, it's going to be like that.
Tony Braxton or Tony Baker?
Ooh.
That's so random, huh? I know, it's really random.
I'm going to go with Tony Braxton.
All right. She's a Libra gang.
Oh, you're a Libra?
Uh-huh.
Virgo Dang, Nation that's all hard. Day. It's just Virgo Nation.
Tony Baker,
10-15.
Shout out to Tony Baker too, man.
Yeah, just Look at this.
Virgonation.
Shout out to Tony Baker, man.
Vitamin water or vitamins?
Oh, man, vitamins.
All right. Yeah. Health kick, nothing's wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Yoga or sound bowl healing?
I don't know. What's sound bowl healing?
You know, when they have the bowl?
Oh, when I'll do that.
All right.
I can't bust.
I'm thinking about hosting something like that at a park. I might invite you.
That's dope.
Could you come do some spoken word while I do some sound bowl healing?
There's some definite frequency in there, man. Uh-huh. Like, people, them and them crystals, yeah, they really work, man.
I keep my crystals on me.
Oh, yeah.
All times. High vibrational blessings are unconditional love.
High vibrational blessings.
That's a tongue twister, right?
Yeah,
high vibrational blessings.
I'm not even gonna try it. I'm just gonna listen to y'all.
Yeah, that's love in itself, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
Traveling by boat or traveling by train?
Oh, definitely Amtrak.
Yeah, all right, Amtrak. Mm-hmm. OG Ron C or DJ Sharp?
Oh, not the homie Rusty. I had to go with the homie Rusty, man. Love you, Shark. Love you, brother.
Shout out to the OG.
I had to go to the OG.
OG.
Oh, she hit me. She stayed with
me. One day somebody gonna pick me, OG.
I'll pick you, DJ. Hey, hey. Mike Jones, a little flip.
What was that when I first came out here? This is the way we...
Oh, yeah. That's Lil Flip.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Flip.
Oh,
Cloverland, right?
Cloverland.
Yeah. Right.
All right, I got a Clover on me. Lucky Libra. All right. Cloverland. Yeah. Basketball or football?
Oh, it's going to be football.
What's your favorite team?
Oh, the Chargers all day.
All right. All right.
Yeah, but it'd be... that was before they went to L.A. Still SD. But then it'd be the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Basketball come real close second.
Gotcha. Cool. All right, L.A.
Aspen. You know, we got smashed on by Baltimore.
Yeah, you got smashed on. Aspen or Colorado?
Aspen's in Colorado.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Ain't Aspen at that?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both?
Okay.
Trick question for me.
See my geography. I see what you're doing.
You're on your feet. You're on your feet.
Dance recital or stage play, since you have daughters that do both?
Oh, man. It'd be stage plays. I do those too.
What do you love about stage plays? Have you ever been in one?
Oh, man. I'm just about to do the next one at the legendary Jesse H. Jones Hall downtown.
Really?
Yeah, it's called.
Congratulations.
It's called The World's Intermission by. Directed writer Deborah Mountain, aka Deep, support out here walking off.
I would love to see you in a stage play. What?
I'll send you guys.
I've only been
November
to one.
November 12th and the 13th.
I'll definitely
send that.
We can do that as a group.
Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all gotta come out to my shows. I do movies too. I just wrapped up my sixth movie.
You have a movie like energy, like how you speak. I can see you being any character.
I seen y'all the website too, man. So Fairplay just got picked up. We just premiered it at the AMC. Yorktown, that just got inked to deal with Maverick.
What?
I think Pipe Dreams is still on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Definition Manhood, I think, is still on there too. And now I'm just wrapping up Unspoken Word.
This is great.
Productions pretty soon. And
you're a busy man.
O'Shea. Yes, O'Shea. Yeah, man, O'Shea.
Moved to Houston and turned up.
Man, it took a minute though.
It's okay. Devon Thomas.
It took a minute, man.
Teddy Pendergrass or Luther Vandross?
You wrong. Oh, cause my mom, man, right
and
now.
Whoever you pick, you got to give me your favorite song.
God.
Old Teddy or old Luther?
Like, oh, man.
I know who I'm with. I don't want to influence
him. I got to say Luther. He just got to.
All right, Luther. Big Luther or skinny Luther?
I mean, I think Sesame Street Luther. I mean, he was on Sesame Street. But it'll definitely have to be This House Is Not a Home. You know what I mean? I just love.
What does that song mean to you?
It shows, man, you can have a decked out house, 5-house bedroom, 4-bedroom estate, 2-car garage, but if you ain't got the right one in there with you,
it's lonely.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
So, you might as well be roommates. So,
yeah, right.
That hit me a couple times in my life.
Uh-huh. Understandable. Country living or city boy?
I moved out here to enjoy country living, but it did not. But I'm a city boy for life, but I really like the trees, man. That's why I moved to
the South. Trees?
Yeah, like.
What's your favorite tree?
Oh, it'll be redwoods.
Mine are willow. Home. I love willow trees.
I really don't They're know so the name sexy. Of them, but I like the ones that grow that moss on it. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones you see in Halloween movies and scary movies. Mm-hmm. But it's something about this piece, especially, I guess, the north side of Houston. You see a lot more volume of forest, uh-huh. You know. And it's quiet because I needed peace in my life. So mm-hmm. I found out like this way, man, like Roshan, Rosenberg, even parts of Atlanta, like just the whole South, you really have some place where you can get off the cuffs and just dip, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Get some peace of mind. So yeah, it would definitely be country living.
Serene.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Right. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
What's your favorite?
Green.
Green tea?
Yeah, that ginseng.
All right, ginseng. Uh-huh. New York. Okay, wait. Okay. New York. All of your girls pursuing their dreams are New York bestseller.
All of my girls are pursuing their dreams.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got tongue-tied. I couldn't read my own writing. Dogs or cats?
It'd definitely be dogs.
Do you have a dog?
No, I got two cats.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because of your daughters?
Yeah, my daughters, like, I had got the, well, the, man, it's a long story. Like, Sheba, when she came in my life, it was.
That's a nice name.
Yeah, she literally.
She's bold. Sheba?
Walked through the hallway. I came out of town. I was out of town for a show for about a week, and I came back. And she was at my front door. My wife was like, she been this whole week. And my neighbor was like, we'd pick her up and she'd come right back. So I took her and I took her downstairs to the security front. I'm like, hey, you know, and I dropped her off. She came right back. Gave her a bath. She came right back and been in my life ever since. I was like, she wasn't supposed to be here.
She knows it.
And then the other one, Zuri, it was my daughter's, man.
Zuri's a beautiful name.
Yeah, man, a little calico. So I kept her because she had a little milk sauce. Licked in two hearts on there, so you know my dog. Yeah, you know, like, all right.
If you had a dog, what kind of dog would you have?
Oh, it's full bred Brennel, pits, you know.
Pits.
They're the most loyal that I've ever had my whole life, you know. But I just didn't have room for it. So it's like, once we get more room,
yes,
a bigger backyard.
Get you a nice dog.
Yeah, get him a nice one.
All right. Yeah. Hot breakfast, all star, fancy restaurant, or bed and breakfast, cottage style?
Ooh.
I always wanted to go to a bed and breakfast.
Yeah, man. It'd have to be bed and breakfast, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Swinging out or Zydeco?
I don't know. Zydeco, so definitely swinging out.
Swinging out is the sexiest form of dance to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like.
I like watching it, though.
I love watching it. All ages. The older folks, they get down.
It's at the two-stepping, right?
Yeah, they get down.
Yes. Man, we watching them at the Red Loop, you know.
And they know they're good. Yeah. It's like.
Especially when they be in unison.
Oh, they know they're good. I love it.
I forgot I was dancing there. Somebody waiting or whatever, swinging and came on. And this old couple had to be like in their 60s. It was like, move uh-huh. my boy, youngsters.
Like, get out the way and let us show you. I love watching.
She hitting them and stuff. He throwing the blah, blah. Okay.
And Zydeco, they pull their pants all the way. Oh, I love how they have their tight jeans and they just go with their shirts tucked in and them boots. And
I like
squatting
how they can
and
stay
all
with
that.
The beat the whole 45
Yes, and they just
minutes.
Go. They just go.
Yeah, man. Yeah, sweating their ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a workout in itself. All right. What Virgo quality do you gravitate to the most?
Our fault, man. We just love. You know what I mean? We stay longer than we should.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We do. You know what I mean? But it's that compassion. You know, that zodiac uh-huh. sign of the Virgin. And then you look at the planet side, the Earth. You know, it's really, we're healers. We want to naturally take care. But then when it's over, oh, man.
I don't know what kind of Virgo you talking about.
Hey, this is the number one right here.
Oh, okay, okay.
1978.
I take that. What keeps you motivated is your kids and your pursuit of happiness. Yeah. So tell me a story about a time you almost gave up, but those two things pulled you back.
Man, that was 2015 when I had that heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shut everything down. We was just...
Unexpected?
Man, nah, yeah. It was... Because for one... I worked in the medical field for like 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I was a pathologist. You know what I mean? So I trained Texas Children. I train nurses to stick draw babies, you know, mm-hmm. everything from MD Anderson, cancer patients. I done wow. it all. So I was like really on the pinnacle of where I was at as far as like professional. So when it happened, it like shut everything down. So having to learn how to walk again, down there talk again, you know, and flatlining twice. You know what I mean? They put the stent in.
You're meant
yeah.
to be here, yeah.
Right.
You're
so
supposed to be here.
It was that. It was like one of the hardest times because when they like, look, you can't do this no more. You can't work no more. You can't, you know. And then you going through all the woes in and out the hospital all the time. Every time I would lay there, like, man, I'm giving up. I can hear my grandma like, boy, get your ass up. Like we was just raised that way. So me just talking about it now, I just been doing it because it's been helping a lot more people. Especially us around my age are like, man, you don't have to live by your disability. Trust me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You got it. Now what? You know, so it was really the girls. It was my daughters like handing me pens and pads and, you know, poetic friends, you know, and associates like, yo, you know, you need to start writing again. But for 2 years, it was like, I can't. I didn't want to pick up a pen because I couldn't. It was like, you know.
That's crazy. My next question is about picking up your pen.
Yeah. So when I finally got back the momentum to do it. Mm-hmm. And I was back on the stages, and I think I rocked the improv. It's the energy still didn't feel there because you get fatigued so much. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, now I'm going to have to stop, quit these plays because, you know, overexert. So I retired from it for a minute, and then that's when the movies start coming in. So it, like, reunited a whole other artistry that I didn't even know I had the ability to do.
See? Oh. Look at that blessing.
Right, right.
In disguise. So what is it about H-Town that got your pen ignited and focused on writing poetry? Like you said, when you came to Houston, it got your pen ignited. It got mm-hmm. you started. So what was it about Houston that got that fire burning under you?
I had always wrote, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But just, you know, for your person, you know, I read all the notebook and then would jot down. And I was trying to start this one, my first book, Mixed Emotions. Okay. You know, then I was going through a lot of issues with my first marriage, you know, relationship-wise, you know. All that jazz. So I just put it down. And it just happened to be a good friend of mine, Ernest Benson. Shout out to Ernest, a.k.a. B-Tong.
What's up, Ernest?
He took the book and he was like, this is about 2008. I'm like, man, you need to get on the stage. And I was like, man, what you mean? About to get on those stage. Mm-hmm. Right? And he's like, nah, man, you really need to spit this. Memorize it, spit it. It was a place called, it wasn't Bamboo. It was a Shadow Bar at the time.
All right, Shadow Bar.
So I went down there, did this one piece, and it just killed. You know, really? I was like, oh, man, it's totally different what I thought.
It was going to be.
Like, just the goofies and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. You know, whatever my mind said on poetry, because, again, I'm coming from on some street battle rapping, hip-hop and all that. Uh-huh. I didn't know how to get that up. But once him and then shout out to Deep, she took my writings and they gave me a challenge. We got to get these bars out of you. You know what I mean? Because you're rhyming like 16 used to rhyming like you're rapping. Mm-hmm. So once they taught me that, I was like, oh, because I always liked poetry anyway. I would read it. I've been reading books ever since, reading Rainbow, Dr. Seuss.
All right, that. Reading Rainbow. All
right. So, yeah, you know, where the sidewalk ends, you know, uh-huh. Seuss and all that. So I've always been a form, always had that love for poetry. But once it kicked in and it was like, okay, give me another thing. And then what was going on with, you know, with us in society, I always mm-hmm. like talking about it and expressing it in that way. It was just a blessing that people pick up on it and like it.
Mm-hmm. So I hear that you did shows and battle rapping, like you just mentioned, back in the day.
Man, yeah.
So can you share a story with me? Uh-huh. Can you share a story with me about an event that you can remember?
Man, okay. I'll give you one. I think it was in the Bay. And I had
this, all right, in the Bay.
Yeah, we were in the Bay. Was out there. Shout out to Rick Rock and the Federation on there.
All right.
707 Boys. And we was out there. We was calling ourselves Naughty Cadets at the time.
Naughty Cadets.
Naughty Cadets. Yeah, right. So it was me, my cousin RP, Hurricane. He passed away. My other cousin Lo. It was always a family friend. We was deep already.
Yeah.
You know. And we just going in. And I always start off with this. I forgot what line it was. You know how you always start with the line.
Yeah, you got your, right? Yeah.
You know, I paint a perfect picture, the blast and all you, something like that.
Right? Yeah.
And we were just chopping them up. And this one dude got upset that he was just not getting, nobody was feeling him.
Yeah.
He got highly upset. And I'm like, dude, we battle rapping. You ain't even what you saying. All, you know, all that gunplay. You know, yeah. I'm like, uh-huh. You don't even like you busting great. For some reason, chaos just started.
That was the wrong thing to say.
Was,
yeah.
It was like, you know, and that's what it come with it. But it was the energy then. you know what I mean, seeing the sisters get up there and spit that whole energy. It wasn't about getting deals at the time. It was like just that tunnel type of feel, you know, or the stairway type of feel, you know, beating that school. And then and that's how you got up. It's like playing the dozens. You know, like your mama jokes, whatever. That's how it formulated into that too. So it was always had been fun until we just, you know, I'm getting older now. What are we going to do with it? You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't really want to be no MC. I got a baby. You know, and some things like, but I always kept writing.
Yeah, it never leaves you. What ways has music played a part in your life from the womb? And if possible, can you break that down for us?
Oh, sure. It's the most important thing in my life. I've always had music in my life. If it wasn't
something about the drums for me.
It's if it wasn't my grandma listening to CC or Clarence Carter or BB King or some blues, you know, my grandfather listening to, you know, Al Green, mom listening to Prince and Rick James.
Prince, yeah, and Rick, you know, yeah.
My pops probably on some Brown, Pastor Cleveland or some sisters, you know, some worshiping music, you know, gospel music. It was always, always being played in my house, you know. Then my uncles and my brother and them, you know, with the early hip hop, you know.
Where did you connect Curtis with the most Rowe, as a child?
Instruments. You know what I mean? It wasn't even just the word. It was just the tunes. The like sounds. You say, like, yeah, the beats, the guitar, the electronics. Like, I still to this day can listen to instrumentals all day. You know what I mean? Just jam out.
What's your favorite instrument?
Oh, it'd have to definitely be the drums. And it'd be the drums and the bass. The bass guitar. Yeah.
I love harps. Yeah. Something about it.
It's angel. It's angelic. Yeah. So, yeah.
Frequency raising.
Oh, and then, of course, John Coltrane. I forgot.
All right, John. Don't leave him out. Yeah. We're going to get into our next segment. It's called 2x2. It's two songs from each co-host. And we're going to put some new artists, new or old, on our platform, give them some shine, put some light on them because we thought they were hot, and hopefully you do too. And hopefully you do too. You want to go first, DJ Sharp?
I want to go first?
I want you to go first.
All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to start off with this one right here. We're going to start off with Chuckie Trill, man. Rest in peace, Chuckie Trill.
Rest in peace.
Album just dropped. This is from Cartel Baby, the album. Oh. This one right here is called Fishbowl.
Oh. All right, Fishbowl. Yeah, listen to that jam.
Shout out to DJ Khaled Royce.
So, hey, let me light my sweater right quick.
Riding
through the city, moving quarters of face. Pistol on my side in case a bitch wanna play.
This almost
rest in peace, Chuckie Trill, man. Chuckie That's off Trill. The album Cartel Baby, man. That one called Fishbowl.
All right, Fishbowl.
Chuckie Trill.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go to Port Arthur, Texas. This song is called Port Arthur, and it's by and it's by K Justify featuring Nino Blow and GP of 4-5. They're all part of 4-5. It's a big movement in Port Arthur, Texas. If you don't know about it, check it out.
Shout out to 4-5.
4-5. These boys are pretty cold. They have a nice team, and they make a lot of music. So check them out. And this is Port Arthur by K Justified.
Oh, man, I just love that.
Hold up.
What's his name?
This guy, his name is K Justified.
Yeah.
His name is KJ, but K just
I feel it.
Oh. All right, VA, Young Bucks.
Why is it not smoky in here?
Need a smoke machine for effect.
Yeah, smoke machine.
I'm slipping out right, the ass within an instant. I've been rapping since the infant. They hear when I'm flipping down that G-Way tip, but I had to switch to bad attention. Yeah. I'm grabbing bad attention. But really, I ain't tripping off on all that. I make my major interest and I fall back. Dipping wherever I master leather, I'm in all black. Beating up the block, it's like a thought the way it called back. Finger licking. They know I'm coming when they hear the engine. Candy glistening. Plus it's tinted, I can't forget to mention. You got the old, well, it's the new edition. From the block, I can probably move your kitchen and knock with the stupid system. Plus all my music time, like put
on
the
Texas finest,
and all that pressure made with diamonds. Got my like station shining,
leaving how I entered. A trip for every member, so 100 shit.
He almost got a Jim Jones sound. Like, you know that pitch. Yeah. I like this. All right, PA.
Topic,
all right,
KJ. I love how
you
fade it out when you mix it.
Yeah, he fade out.
Shout out to the trio, man. GP, KJ, the whole squad, man. Shout out to them 4-5 boys, man. Yeah, y'all that add that to the playlist, man. Well, check this out. Where we gonna go? Let me see where we going right quick. All right, well, all right.
This is like y'all whole little verses.
Yeah, it's like verses. So look, this one right here, this is another H-Town artist right here. This is Young Al.
Young Al.
This is called Hardly Sorry. I went back a little bit with this one. I think
he ain't sorry. He said hardly.
So he said he hardly sorry. Yeah, right here,
meantime, I thug me and my thug trying to stay in rotation. I don't get free time. I need mine. I leave the house with no destination. Kind of too long, switch your location. Can't move wrong with no little fate. And I said shit like every day. I go the other way. Boy, you gonna be busy. That's what my brother say. I'm switch states. Made a dollar for all my mistakes. Bitches holla, I look away. Bless in my DNA. Have a different bitch like every day. But I'm trying to get my paper straight. I tell you, man, I'm in a different lane. I be thinking big and still go plain Jane. Ran up with this, ain't me your main thing.
Right.
I get part of this money train. It's the underdog. Turn into that main man. Every time they see me, they ask the same thing. They be like,
I just did an album with Domi.
Like, some of my friends, cause they might harm me. And the shit I do in the dark come back and haunt me. I'm hardly sorry you love me. Some of my friends, cause they might harm me. And the shit I do in the dark come back and haunt me. I'm hardly.
Right? You like
I'm
that?
I'm gonna find out for you. But yeah, that was Young Al, man.
Young Al.
Hardly Sorry.
Yo.
Shout out to that H Town one more time.
All right, H.
What we got?
He is the one, not the two.
Well, my next song is by an artist who we had up here. We had Cartier K. She actually produced this song, she's featured on this song. And the artist is Dino the Don.
Dino the Don.
And this song is called 4 a.m. So hopefully y'all love it. This is her debut as a producer. So
let's get it.
Cartier K.
Come on, K.
Ooh. Right?
Ooh, shit, big bitch making security. She don't need to be dancing for cat trying to shake all that. Tell me, what is you thinking?
What?
I'ma keep my foot on the gas while I'm doing the dash, but you can't even see me. Ain't smoking no backwards, I got me a swisher. I'm really trying to ease my mind. You little niggas be squilling, y'all really some rats. Pussy hoe can't come outside. I got demons attached to this bitch. Little internet games better up in the slide. And you better not think about robbing. I keep it behind, have it close to your eye. Live his feet off the ground with no gravity. When I caught the LaCharl like a battery. You can have that little bitch with the nasty shit. I just purchased a 30 attached to bitch. And she got her a sewing little ratchet chick. Watch her buy me a phone on some faster shit. You can tell that she fake when she fuck with that such like a nigga wanna fuck on a plastic bitch. And you said it, I'm tweaking by whole nigga hating on me cause he barely even had the bitch. You broke, you ugly, you born. I just skirt in your lane and I'm torn. Got the painted decisions, I'm scoring. And I'm all in the yo and I'm cooking some heat. You can catch me by 4 in the morning. Don't hit me, I'm tired, I'm yawning. Monster, that's if you know that you horny. If you niggas ain't doing your job, let me up in the puss, let me up in the slide. I'm a dog when I riff from behind. When I talk, it's about that time.
Let me talk my shit one time. Man, you niggas on in this state line. You niggas ain't shooters for real. You niggas be wearing that shit for disguise. You flexing a partner or don't lie. Tell them how you never come outside. Niggas know what it is, niggas know what it ain't, and still trying to play both sides. You niggas be doing too much, trying to be like me. You can't do my job. You niggas be softer than cake. Let me do this a rookie mistake. Now you bitch trying to finish my plate. She give a good head, but she dropped out of 8. Let me see if she got some intelligence. If she clean out the table, you know what that means. She gon' suck that shit up like a beverage. Don't ever push me by the hoe when you knew what it was. Why you kept the hoe ready?
What you doing?
Why you out here chasing some cap, but can't take care of your kids? Now that shit embarrassing.
Oh, God.
She said that was embarrassing.
Cardi, you're talking that shit. Okay.
Why you not talking like
that? All right,
Cardi.
Shout out to y'all, man. Dino the Don.
That was Dino the Don and Cartier K, and that was 4 a.m.
You know, talking that shit.
Yo. Yeah, all that was hitters, though.
All right, hitters. Let's get back to like poet's poet. Let's get back to our special guest. Being a beacon of light, define that in your own words. Take your
Do
time.
What you can. Mm-hmm. Even when they don't feel like it's enough,
mm-hmm.
you know, just do what you can. You know, my dad used to say all the time, man, you do what you can. You know, you shine on the people that need to be shined on.
They gonna
you
feel
ain't
it.
Gonna be able to reach everybody, mm-hmm. but that motto, each one, reach one, teach one, goes a major way.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can be in a whole crowd. You may not reach 500, but I guarantee you're gonna reach one.
Mm-hmm. They gonna spread the word.
Mm-hmm. 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 Let's pay it forward, man.
Yes. You mentioned you have daughters.
Mm-hmm.
How has that shaped the way you love and teach love and express love?
It's the biggest form, mm-hmm. you know, because you really start looking at yourself.
Mm-hmm. It makes you self-examine. He has 3 girls also.
Yeah, basically, you know, changes, man. Huh? Yeah, you know, my daughters just started, one's in freshman, one's a sophomore. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they just had their homecoming last night, having to sit in their dresses and everything. It's like, God, you know.
How did that feel?
Man, they loved it. First, they was trying to do the whole, oh, I don't think I'm going to go, Dad.
Yeah, you know you want to go.
You know you're going to go. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But it, for the moment they came out the womb, it was like protection. You know, the same way, and I know this may sound weird to some, but I just took the same analogy that I had when it was called the family on the streets. You know, when we was ripping and running, and mm-hmm. it just brought it to my own. You know what I mean? Like, for these, my wife, my children, my family, I'm going straight to jail for. And I don't mind saying it, and I think a lot more brothers need to understand it's okay to say you protect your babies. Mm-hmm. Because you're literally the first male figure they gonna see when they go out there, too, and say, hey, this ain't right. So now you ain't gonna get her by saying, oh, I can get you some Jordans. They got mm-hmm. them. You're not gonna be able to say you can do this and this. Mm-hmm. But that's me learning because who I was too.
Yeah.
So when I see these little brothers at school, yeah. these boys at school, and he's like, hey, how you doing, Mr. Young Man? I don't even mean with that.
Yeah.
We want to talk to my daughter.
Exactly.
You know? So it's really having a balance and not being to the point, like they follow me all on social media and everything. So mm-hmm. they know, and I blast them, and everybody been seeing them raised up since they was babies. But education, survival, and discipline, the same thing we teach the young black males when we do our young black male summits, is the same thing I teach them. You know, I mean? Mm-hmm. I've been having them have screen queens of the world ever since they was young. Love your skin tone.
Yes.
Love your hair. They wear yes. natural. Yes. They different. They don't try to keep with the Jones.
Yeah.
I never was like that. So if everybody was wearing this, I'm probably gonna rock this.
Other thing.
You know what I mean? You wanna stand out in your own way, make your own lane. Don't follow nobody. So far they doing real good with this. And then the attitudes that's coming with this teenage thing, though. Love you, baby.
Kill it. We're about to get into our next segment. My favorite is Away With Words, the freestyle session.
Okay.
DJ Sharp is going to pull these flashcards with words on each card, and we're going to just freestyle off the top of our heads.
Oh, this is about to be fun.
A little bit of mental stimulation.
Yeah, that's how you do it, too.
I was just waiting patiently. I was like, I can't do much. Yeah.
All right, well, what you going to drop for us, too?
Man, you never know, man.
I can't wait to hear you.
Hey, man.
Because you used to battle rap, so come on.
Oh, man.
Stay tuned.
We still got it.
You got it.
Second season. Stay tuned. Second season. Here we go. I'll tell you what. Before we start, I'll go ahead and give y'all the first word.
Okay, so okay. Prepare our minds. Thank you. Here, right?
Let's give it to him. Call me in sharp. Let me know when you ever get this.
Gave him a couple of seconds to get his shit together.
Oh, man. Five, six, seven, eight, go.
I guess it's gratification. Some call it action. The way I put the fifth foot pump on my hat. Tell old girl, straight back, Mac. Okay. I'm in this club by myself. Got two drinks, don't want to use skates. I'm by myself, just sliding. I lose this action, I'm blind.
Yeah. I'm dreaming big. I got a big head. I'm dreaming big. Okay. I got a big mind. Okay. I'm thinking big. Okay. These dreams is real. Okay, they is the shit. Oh.
It's all day.
We gon' march, we gon' speak on it.
I'm gon' protest this my way. Yeah. That mean I gotta get a mic or not. I just know I'm right. Trying to make my people all know that we can always take
flight. I got the skills to pay the bills, I'm feeling good. I'm in a chair, I'm sitting high, I'm out the
hood. Oh.
I ain't there all no right. more. I'm so bad no more. I don't know what to say. Hey, go.
It's nothing. All day though. Call me Napoleon. Call me Jim Jones if you want.
All right.
Cause I'm a battle on these streets and I will take it to the heat and I will drop it on any beat.
Chemistry.
Chemistry? Go mix. chemistry. Water. Don't mix. Right. I'm trying to get these words together. Damn, I'm trying to fix.
It's all I need in my trunk.
It's hard tonight.
It's all I need in my trunk. All
right, beating up the block.
It's all I need in the trunk.
All right, beating up the block.
It's all I need in the trunk.
We're checking out.
Traffic. Red, green, yellow. I am in this. I don't know this fella. But he's staying hard, so I rolled up my window. What you looking at, sucker? I don't know you, check you offended.
Instagram.
I tried not to get on Instagram. My DM be blowing up, man. Yeah. My baby mom be all mad and shit because the girls be in my DM talking Instagram or the Flipgram. I don't want to do nothing but hit the gram, break the gram up and then
film it. Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Behind the curtain. Behind the screen. You looking green. You don't know these things. We behind the
come
scenes.
Come on, come on. Champagne.
Pop a champagne pop bottle. It. I want to drink a 40. Oh, some rock of vodka.
All right, Cali.
Just me and my homie.
Yeah.
I'm really champagne popping. I don't do no age.
We ain't
things.
Champagne popping.
I don't poppy. Do no bubbly. I just
talk about soul.
Oh,
I
got that soul and you know it. I got that soul and it's blowing. I got that soul and you want it. I know. What other word at? You slow.
Yeah.
I got my soul and it's shining. Oh.
In a 6-4 all day. Oh, cool with D, my mate. Just switches with the whole mate. Palm trees and good weed, I blow.
All
you
right,
see
Kelly.
Me hitting the low. I got that gin in the cup. And now I'm moving real slow.
Ooh.
Somebody mixed it purple.
Oh, ooh. Keep going. Oh, I thought you were going. Y'all did that. 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 Y'all
you are entertaining. Here, you know, had the body movements and stuff.
Y'all came in here and did that.
Oh, right, man. That was like riding a bike.
Nah, I feel like
that. That felt good, right?
Yeah.
Right. Your girls have the gift of writing, dancing, acting, and acting. Mm-hmm. How full does that keep your heart? And how you should be so proud.
Joyful. Mm-hmm. I'm so joyful.
Like, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Because you just never know what they're going to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And what avenue they'll take off on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in such a young age. Now she, the youngest one, she's drawing now. Her favorite is so funny. Her favorite rapper is Tupac. She 14 years old and love pop.
Yeah.
Right? Like ooh, the history and everything.
That's
so,
what's up.
Yeah. I done went through about 4 generations.
Man, really? Man. Yeah, yeah. And then the oldest one with her writing skills, and what she writes about, it's like you see it growing. And I'm telling them, like, y'all got to keep the legacy going. And it's just in them, no, not forced or nothing. So I think it's a beautiful thing just to see them develop.
You're getting to watch it. Yeah,
it is very joyful.
Watching them blossom.
Oh, man, it does my heart so much good.
I have a saying, bloom, baby, blossom. I just think it's just such a good saying. Like for your girls, like, yeah, bloom, baby, blossom.
Bloom, baby, blossom. You can post that. Bloom, baby, blossom. I like that. Real talk.
Three words that represent you are resilient, driven, and wise. Give me three words you want to be remembered by.
Man, consistent, authentic, and integrity.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why those three?
Yeah. So you never know, no matter what, I ain't never changed up. You know, people call, they say they testimony, however you want to say it, but you help so much people. You help so many people when you be real with yourself. So you can't say you got skeletons in your closet because, I'm an open book. Because a lot of people that got more than skeletons, they got cemeteries in their closet. You know what I mean? So when you be that approachable, people understand, like, we all going through the same stuff sometimes. So when you, for example, if you ain't never smoked crack, you can't talk to a crackhead. They're not going to understand what you talk. You ain't been there. Mm-hmm. But someone that done came off of substance abuse, they going to relate to that person more because they know the struggle they done been through. If you've been in domestic violence, or if you've been in gang violence or whatever activities, anything, the person you're going to relate to more is an individual that overcame that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I try to do, the same with the youth and even homies that's my age. Like, yo, we all thought we couldn't get out of it at one point, but it's just up to you to make that decision.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about what people gonna think or say about you, man. You know, move what your heart say, move, and you're gonna be a better person for the world.
Well, we normally open the show up with a poem, but tonight we're gonna close the show with a poem.
Okay.
So if you could please share some of your lovely words and a piece of your beautiful mind with us, that would be so awesome.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Anything of your choice.
I am so powerful. 1974 Zaire. Rumble in the jungle. Titled and labeled as an animal. My color makes men fear what they do not know. Plus I chant, I am black and I am proud, and it shows. Enchanted with blackness. From the bottom of this earth to the top of this axis, that's 30 sex when popping off with 30 dudes all draped in blue with the zoo sweaters on. Token in our essence. For our protection. We kept them second guessing because they pulled out those Smith and Wessons and hung our descendants adolescents with no hesitation. Those gorillas transforming the educated apes who bust out of your mistake, only to create a new era of blue rag holders and West Coast bangers. Red rag toters and West Coast bombers that'll pop you at a drop of a dime. That's when I realized I was so powerful. And we devoured these snakes that raped and consumed our mother's wombs and just for kicks made each other. Hate each other's dark and light skin colors, even though we are brothers coming from the same mothers, walk the same soil, wore the same cloth, embrace the same yellow sun, hug them same sons. Now we spit them guns back at you. The king in me cannot rest, for I've seen bullets rain down like hailstorms July 4th every day on my turf. But them firecrackers scream another form of independence. The king in me is enraged. The caged lion is ready to break free. So how can they say that crime does not pay? For every country carries AKs. And if this is the last of days, I'm gonna activate my soul power. I'm gonna grab my pen, put on my headphones, open a notebook full of blank holographics, close my eyes and dig deep into my DNA, meditating on the words of those before, collecting all the heavenly sent black dialect that makes my bald head poof and turn into an afro. My jeans become bell bottoms. My tea turns to dasiki. My speech is black unity and equality. Sitting in a round table with Huey Newton, Geronimo Pat, Marcus Garvey, Nat Turner, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Bar Marley, Rosa Parks, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, and my man Pop. Hey, I am Soul Power. I am Soul Power. I am Soul Power 1970s, baby. My roots cannot be uprooted. It goes without saying. Too many of us have died for me to forget. So I won't let it die. I will consistently water our family tree, keeping our history fresh as a pair of new kicks.
Yes.
Without those who paved the way, will we be here today? Some taught us to use force. Others say, educate yourself and you have a voice. I say, let us do both. Let us not forget. Let's pump this fist high like it's 1969. Instead of letting off shots at each other, let's throw block parties and fish fries, backyard boogies, laughing and giggling while fine sisters dance and gyrate. Old school slap of dominoes and spades, and the mothers are sitting in the shade of the family tree. Because we still alive. We're not all locked up, strung out, and singing freedom rhymes. Eternal reflection is at your grasp. This isn't power to the people for which I stand. This is the power that is in me. This is how I stand. So if you like, here we go again. Another brother talking about the past for, I'm doing good and I'm successful. I want to reach you, you proudful, selfish, arrogant fool you, for this is not activism. This is reactivation, bloodborne without the sickle cell trait preservation. Education determines your fate, so tell me, can you hear your soul power? I say, can you feel your soul's power? Well, if so, scream yes. Stand up and confess. Jump about your seat. Scream, I am black and I am proud. Throw your voices to the heavens. Shoot it past the clouds. Let it all hang out. For our Redeemer is close at hand. And when he comes, two fists I will command. Shooting it proudly with a passionate allure. Screaming, I am soul power. I am soul power. I am soul power. You are all soul power. 1974 Zion. Yeah. Black bomber.
Ooh, so yeah. Great. Thank you. Ooh. The 1970s is like my favorite era.
Man.
I wish I was there.
No, it was so fly though. They were they were fly, man.
That was very
thank
nice.
You. Thank you guys, man.
You're so animated. It's so necessary. So necessary.
Oh man, I'll plug you guys when we do shows and whatever the next poetry joints. There's a lot of stuff going on in the poetry community right now. I'll definitely tag you guys and let you know what's going on.
It was so great to converse with you, and
man,
I thank you for sharing.
I had so much fun with y'all. Everybody. I swear to God, I'm going to call you next time. I swear on my mama. Like, I'm going to call you. Just to be like, hey, you want to McDonald's?
I'm here, man. I don't know.
She cried behind the set. DJ Shark, man. It was a pleasure, bro.
Man, thank you, man.
Yes.
Thank
man. Pleasure.
Oh, thank man. Y'all for tuning in. No. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'll get two more.
Tell us about it.
Tell us about the book right there.
Unknown Child Named Yolan is a poetic bio from when I was young to a grown man, and short stories also, some of the poems I did, and also what's going on in the community, what's going on in the world. It's doing great right. It's going real, real good right now. It's on Amazon. You can go to www.yolanyoung.com. You picking up there, or you can just hit me on any one of my social media sites, Poets Poet at IG, Yolan Young at Facebook, and I'll get you the details on how you can get it.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
We thank y'all for tuning in tonight. May the vibe be with you, and may your wayward words continue. We're yes, out, y'all.
Mike B.
I'm sorry for the mistakes. You see, I just float.
Beats, rhyme, and poetry.
DJ Sharp, man.
I am vibe worthy.
Beats, rhyme, and poetry.
Beats, rhyme, and poetry.